Dave Stockton had gotten her a cab, and no, he didn't know where it had taken her. Jesse thought he had a pretty good idea of where she'd gone. Not where she had gone, exactly, but who she had gone to meet up with. How convenient for them, he thought. Kayla disappearing. It had taken all he had to hold himself together. He was no longer in the frame of mind to hold himself together. Molly knocked. She didn't bother waiting for him to answer. He slammed his hand on his desk. Damn it, Molly, did I tell you to come in here? Watch it, Jesse. You don't want to knock over your drink. He grabbed the scotch and poured it into the soil of a philodendron that was already on its last legs. What is it? I got Al Gleason outside. Who? Al Gleason, the cab driver. It took a few seconds for it to register. Molly noticed. Jesse, are you all right? You're acting...
Send him in, Jesse said.
In a minute. I spoke to Kayla's dad. She never made it to Taos.
Is he worried?
Not worried, concerned. But he says she's pulled stuff like this before. She's called and said she wants time to think and then doesn't show. She calls a few days later and apologizes for not showing up. Mostly the father grumbled about how Vic ruined Kayla's life.
You didn't mention the abduction.
For Christ's sakes, Jesse, give me a little credit.
Sorry. Anything on the white car?
Nothing yet.
Send Gleason in, Jesse said, sitting back down behind his desk.
Gleason smelled like old cigar smoke and coffee. He wore a dirty tweed cap and a windbreaker that fit him 10 years and 30 pounds ago.
Jesse introduced himself.
We've met. We play you 4 times a year in softball. You're a pretty good ball player, Gleason said.
Thanks. I'll have that etched on my headstone.
Huh?
Never mind. You had a fare today, a guy about my age. You took him from the hotel.
Vic Prado, yeah. I drove him from the hotel to a gas station north of Lowell on the New Hampshire border.
You guys talk much?
Nah. After he gave me the address, he kept his head down and his mouth shut. But I could tell he knew I knew who he was, even with that black eye of his.
Jesse said, how's that?
Chief, you drive a cab as long as me, you can tell. I saw it in his eyes when I looked in the rear view. You know when fares want to talk, and you know when they don't. He didn't.
You sound sure of yourself. Gleason laughed and his belly jiggled.
Yeah, well, he tipped me $100 on top of the fare. I didn't figure it was for my good looks. That's keep your mouth shut money, pure and simple.
So why aren't you keeping your mouth shut?
I gotta earn a living, you know. The cops can screw up my license.
Gleason slapped his belly.
Believe it or not, Chief, I got other mouths to feed, and not many marketable skills beyond my charm in driving a cab.
If you two didn't talk on the ride up, what did Prado do to entertain himself?
Texted a lot.
And when you got to this gas station, what happened? Jesse said. Gleason made a face.
Nothing. He settled up, gave me the hush money, and got out of the cab. I asked him if he wanted to wait for his ride in my cab. He didn't look happy about that and told me to go, so I went.
You're sure he was waiting for a ride?
No, but what the hell else was he going to do out in the middle of nowheres?
Good question. Did he have any luggage?
Nope. Just a shirt on his back and the pants on his backside.
Did you give Officer Crane the address where you dropped off Prado? Jesse said.
I did.
Jesse extended his right arm. They shook hands.
Thanks for coming in.
Always happy to help the police.
Do me a favor, Al. Ask Officer Crane to come in here, please.
Sure thing. I'll enjoy watching her walk,
Gleason said, a lecherous smile on his face.
She's got the best ass I ever seen on a cop.
Jesse gave the cabbie a look that would have given Medusa a run for her money.
Sorry. Yeah, sure.
Jesse was feeling more like himself until the door closed behind the cabbie. The second it did, that image of Vic and Dee rushed back into his head. And there it got jumbled up with images of Jen and Elliot Kruger, of Kayla at 21 and the young Vic Prado. He had lots of luck with women whom he didn't love, but none with those he did. This time Molly's presence felt like a lifeline.
If you ever decide to take another lover, Jesse said, I think Al the cabbie just volunteered.
Ick! I need to take a shower now.
Not yet. I want you to call the gas station where...
Done.
Gas station owner, a Turkish guy, says a van came and picked Vic up about 15 minutes after he was dropped off by Gleason. And before you ask, no, he didn't get a plate number. He didn't know what state issued the plates. There were no markings on the van. He didn't look at the driver, and he didn't recognize Vic. I guess baseball is not so popular in Ankara.
Dead end.
Looks that way. But I got a hit on the plate number you called in. That vet is registered to a Lorraine Frazetta of...
Frazetta? As in Mike Frazetta, as in Boston Mob Frazetta?
Give the chief a Cupid doll, Molly said. She's Mike Frazetta's wife.
And Vic Prado's lover.
So, he was sleeping with a mob boss's wife. Do you think that's why he ran?
I don't know. With what's going on lately, I feel like I know less and less as more and more happens. I know everything fits together somehow, but how?
Molly tilted her head. Everything? You think the guy with the green shoes is connected to Vic Prado's skipping town and Kayla's disappearance?
Everything, as in everything that's happened in Paradise since the day I left for the reunion. I feel like there's one thing that I'm not seeing, and the harder I concentrate on it, the further away it gets.
Have you talked to Kayla's friend, the one who...
She's gone. Let's drop that subject.
Okay, Jesse, you're chief, but you're also my friend, and for some odd reason, I love you. What's going on with you?
I'll be okay.
You always say that.
Isn't it always true? He said.
Molly shook her head.
No.
And I don't want to have to come to your house tomorrow morning with suit and scrape you off the floor.
I had a bad moment before. Forget it.
Forgotten. When's Connor Kavanaugh coming in?
Jesse looked at his watch. His shift's over soon. I told him to come straight over and that we'd get him dinner.
How about breakfast?
Lunch, too, if it takes him that long. And if he can't find the guy, we'll get the other hotel employees in to have a look. We're going to play our one card. Now, get out of here.
She hesitated.
What? Jesse said, noticing Molly hadn't moved. She didn't answer.
He reached into his bottom drawer and took out the bottle of Black Label. He held it out to her.
Here, go water the rest of the plants.